Welcome back to our lesson. For the last few days, we've been talking about the signs of the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. I've talked about the wars and rumors of wars. We've talked about the pestilence and earthquakes. We've talked about the economic outlook, the political outlook. Today, I want to talk to you about spiritual things that is going to be happening during these last days. We know the devil is on the prowl. He knows his time is short, so he is trying to win every soul he can. He's trying to deceive you. He is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But friend, his roar goes further than his reach. He cannot reach the child of God. So now I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 24 again. I'll read verses 3, 4, and 5. As Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." Jesus said, "Let no man deceive you." He said in another place, "Let no man take your crown." Men will deceive you. But Jesus said, "Don't let no man deceive you. Not even the preacher man. Not even your neighbor. Not even your wife or your husband or your children. Don't let anyone deceive you. Because they'll come to you in Jesus' name." Can you imagine that? People working under the guise of Jesus' name simply to deceive you and telling you that Jesus is the Christ. Did you know that's the only way a born-again believer could ever be deceived? It would have to be from somebody that came to them in the name of the Lord, declaring that Jesus was indeed the Christ. If someone came to you and said that Jesus was not the Christ, you wouldn't believe him. This person could never deceive a born-again believer, because all born-again believers believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, and that through him and through his blood, we have been cleansed. Through him, we have forgiveness. Through him, we have no condemnation. So if anyone came to you and said that Jesus was not the Christ, he would never, ever be able to deceive anyone. So Jesus says, they're going to come in my name. They're going to admit to you that Jesus is the Christ, and then they're going to deceive you. They're going to lead you astray. They're going to lead you into their own ideas of the gospel. They're going to lead you into their opinion of what Jesus is. Some of these people have come to my house who would actually say that Jesus was a deceiver. Well, once they said that, they were out of my house. So now let's get back to the spiritual atmosphere of the last days. The Bible forecasts exactly what they would be like. "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's happening right now. The power of the Holy Ghost is sweeping over all who are willing to accept Him. Literally, multitudes are being swept into the kingdom of God through the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. It is happening virtually everywhere, in parks, in homes, in churches, on the streets, on the job, upon anyone whose life is sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are experiencing a virtual heavenly hurricane of Holy Ghost power. And I thank God that we are right in the midst of His glorious outpouring. But on the other hand, the Apostle Paul says that the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. On one hand, there is a mighty outpouring, and on the other hand, there is a great falling away. The love of many is waxing cold. Evil men are growing worse and worse. Many have left their first love. Many have fallen. But many are standing firm and steadfast in the faith. God has millions who have never bowed their knee to Baal. Jesus is coming again. These are all the signs of His coming. I have talked with you about what the Bible forecasts for the future, socially, morally, politically, and spiritually. And now, what about you personally? What about the forecast for your future? Essentially, your future is in your hands. The future has two handles. You can either take hold of it by the handle of fear or by the handle of faith. Many face their own future with fear and anxiety. Nothing seems to work out for them. Life is a big bore. They get tighter and tighter and tighter until the spring snaps. What happens? They get sick, or they turn to drugs, alcohol, or partying in a feeble and futile effort to cure their own loneliness. But it does not work. It will never work. What about you, the ones I'm talking to right now? After you've had your fling and you get home and close the door, your loneliness is there waiting for you. Finally, the devil tempts you to commit suicide. But you know that suicide is not an alternative. Death seems like one gigantic leap into the dark. Again, you are afraid. You may not admit it. You may consider yourself too tough to even acknowledge that you are afraid to face your own future. But there it is, fear. You have never been so afraid of facing the future, especially your eternal future. Because I love you, I have to lay it on the line. A Christless future is a horrible future. While you live or when you die, what is your future? Here it is, straight from the Bible. The way of the transgressor is hard. According to Proverbs 13 and 15, life will never get any easier. Things will never get any better. You are wasting your time if you hope that things will improve as long as you continue to sin. The way of the transgressor is hard. Every man and woman in hell would like to testify to that truth. What else is ahead for the unrepentant sinner while he lives? The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Ignoring God is not easy for those who know about God. Read what God says in Isaiah 66 and 4. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that which I delighted not in. The forecast for the future of a sinner after death is almost too much to read. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, according to Revelations 20 and 15. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest night and day. You have the power of choice. You must decide. You must decide which course you will take. I recommend Jesus to you. It's the only way, the best way. He can turn your life around. Right now, you can dispel any doubt and anxiety concerning your future. Accept Him now. Repent of your sins. Get your life aligned with God's Word and live.